This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to G-Bag Nation. Thanks for making this part of your day. Let's talk some college football with one of our favorite college football guests, Danny Cannell, here on The Fan. Segments brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com/cowboys. You can buy two, get two free. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And this segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Or jump online to frankelfirm.com. Danny Cannell joining us courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff, conference, Heisman, and college football week two lines. And a good afternoon, Danny. How the heck are you?
I was doing better before the season started as a Florida State grad. You know, now 0-2 has not been kind, but first weekend of college football was awesome across the board. So I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
We're fantastic, and we are licking our chops for this Texas-Michigan matchup this coming Saturday. I don't know for you. I mean, I've seen some Michigan fans that they're talking big. Some people are projecting, hey, Texas isn't even going to score 10 points there at the Big House. What do you think about this matchup?
Well, if I was a Michigan fan and I had just watched that Fresno State game, I wouldn't be talking too much smack after what they put on display in week one. Now the question is, was that just an aberration? Were they a little bit flat? Maybe they were looking ahead to the Texas game, which I do think is probably what happened. But Texas going to be in for a physical ball game. That is the one thing that popped that Michigan still does have. Will Johnson, one of the best defensive backs in the country. He had a pick six in that game. He's going to challenge Texas's wide receivers. But I cannot wait to watch the matchup, sort of the chess match in the game of Steve Sarkisian, the offensive mastermind, going against Wink Martindale, who is Michigan's defensive coordinator, who's there for the first time. He's back in college. He was with the New York Giants. He spent some time along most of his career in the NFL. He's going to have some blitzes dialed up to try to confuse that offensive line, to try to confuse Quinn Ewers, force some errant throws. That, to me, is sort of the game within the game.
Danny, who had a better win, USC or Notre Dame?
Oh, that's a great question. I'll say USC. I'll lean USC because I do feel they answered some more questions for me. You know, USC looked so good on both sides of the football.
Sure did.
And that was the one thing. Like, Miller Moss, he had 6 touchdowns in the bowl game, but it was sort of like, well, that was just a meaningless bowl game. Like, bowl games don't mean as much. And what he's showcased going toe-to-toe with Garrett Nussmeier, who a lot of people think is going to be a top-5 pick in the NFL draft, going like trading jabs, like it was a lot of fun. That game was a ton of fun to watch. But then probably more impressively was the defense for USC, which was absolutely atrocious last season, the last couple years, really, for Lincoln Riley. And they brought in this new defensive coordinator, and they didn't really bring in a lot of new personnel, but they looked physical, they looked well-coached, they tackled outstanding. So I thought they were a little bit more impressive, not to take away from anything that Notre Dame did, because I thought that was one of those defensive slugfests. But I do want to see their quarterback, Riley Leonard, take another step forward in the pass game. Both those offenses sputtered a little bit. And what I'm trying to figure out, is it more because the defenses that were on display, which were outstanding, or is it kind of you know, some concerns potentially for both of those teams on the offensive side of the ball.
So I'm going to get myself in trouble because those are two big fan bases with Texas A&M and Notre Dame. But watching that game, Danny, I'm just this is the Pretender Bowl. These are two teams that come in super hyped every year, but realistically are not going to be competing for anything substantial.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. This is one of those things about the 12-team playoff, the expansion. It's going to give a lot of teams and fan bases a lot of hope, right? Oh, we can make the playoffs, and they're going to. But then I think there is going to be a pretty big gap and a disparity in the teams they're going against, the top-tier teams like Georgia, like Ohio State, some of these really complete teams that are out there. So I don't disagree with you, but I will say this. It sure does feel like Notre Dame punched their ticket. And I don't know if I would have said the same about Texas A&M. Clearly, they would have been in, you know, in a much better position than losing the game. But Notre Dame's schedule is an absolute cakewalk. Yeah. And I was joking about Florida State. That was supposed to be one of their harder games, who they do play in South Bend. All of a sudden, they might be a two-touchdown favorite in that game. And then the team we were just talking about, USC, that's the finale. Notre Dame's probably undefeated at that point. They're going to be favored in every game this season. They might be favored in that one. We'll see how it unfolds. But even if they lose that, I do think an 11-1 Notre Dame team is in the playoffs, you know, no matter any way you look at it.
Danny, did Nebraska figure out their quarterback situation?
Boy, it sure feels like it. I mean, he looked pretty good, you know, in a blowout. That's always, you kind of have to take that with a grain of salt. We'll find out about him because it is a big stage. You know, there's going to be a lot of eyeballs watching that game because they're going against Colorado. We know what Colorado brings to the table. A lot of brash, confident, bold, you know, statements, bold declarations from them. An outstanding offense. The thing that I think is going to be really interesting is Dylan Raiola, their freshman quarterback, who looked great so far. He's going to have an opportunity against a defense that got sliced and diced all last year, and then it continued against an FCS opponent where their quarterback looked awesome. So there are going to be some opportunities for Dylan Raiola to look really good. But on this stage, you always kind of wonder, how's he going to respond? Is he going to, the light's too big? It doesn't feel like that anyway whatsoever. So I feel pretty good about him. But there's always that little bit of, man, he's still a really young player. How's it going to look when he's out there with, you know, on that type of stage?
What about Miami? Are they the real deal? They should be able to win that conference pretty easily.
Yes, they should. And they're clearly the front runner right now with the way Clemson looked and then Florida State falling off the map. But I felt like this season coming in, I was pretty bullish on the Canes. They have the best roster that they've had here since joining the ACC. We're talking almost two decades that they've been in the ACC. And they've had talented teams, but this is by far the most talent they've had across the board. And it really does start with Cam Ward, who I thought was the most attractive quarterback in the transfer portal market this offseason. You saw it on display in Gainesville. He's dynamic. He's cool, calm, collected. He never panics. He did have one ill-advised pass that was kind of like, he does remind you of today's quarterback, which is sort of that Patrick Mahomes, Caleb Williams style, where it's a little bit more gun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Slinger type, where you're just kind of going out there. Sometimes there's nothing there. You sit back, you buy some time, and you go for that big play. He got burned on one of those early in the game, had an interception. But like most great quarterbacks, it didn't faze him one bit. He, you know, followed it up. And I would say the only caveat with that conversation is, you know, Florida, how good are they? But I tell you, going into the Swamp, week one opener, you know, it was going to be loud. It was a hostile environment, and they embarrassed the Gators on their home field. So I do think Miami's the real deal.
Talking about this conference in the ACC, SMU at 2-0, first year in the conference. Are they a sneaky team that could maybe even make that conference championship game?
Absolutely. They definitely could. That's the interesting thing about the ACC now is there were really three teams coming in that everybody kind of was like, oh, yeah, it's going to be some mixture of these three teams. And it was Miami, it was Florida State, and it's Clemson. Well, we saw Clemson, you know, look to struggle mightily against Georgia. Now, I do give them a pass because Georgia embarrasses a lot of teams, so we'll have to see. Florida State's 0-2, and it's like dire times there, so they're out of the race. And then it's like, okay, well, who's going to step up? Georgia Tech looks pretty good. You know, and oh, by the way, Virginia Tech, who was a trendy team to be that pick, they lost to Vanderbilt on the road. So why wouldn't it be SMU at this point? And I got to tell you, a game on the beginning of the season that I wasn't that nervous about, all of a sudden that first ACC game with Florida State coming to town, I think they have to feel pretty good about their chances. So, yeah, I think Rhett Lashley's team has to feel as good as anybody right now in the ACC.
Danny, when you looked at Alabama, Kalen DeBoer, as usually Alabama will schedule one or two games where they kind of get their, you know, get their bearings and stuff. But how would you assess the Alabama's coach's debut?
Oh, it was as solid as you could get. I mean, I do think, like, if you were really nitpicking, there's some concern that you do have. You know, a couple big plays were there that Western Kentucky's quarterback missed. But, I mean, talk to Oregon, who barely beat Idaho, an FCF squad. You know, talk to North Carolina State, who was losing in the fourth quarter. Bama was in control of the game from start to finish. They looked the part. And that's kind of what I believed all the time. I know people like Georgia, people like Texas. I do, too. But do not count out Alabama. They will be in this race come November towards the back end of the season. They'll be a factor. I don't know if they're good enough to be that national championship contender just yet, but I absolutely think they're in that conversation as one of the 12 teams that are getting that invite at the end of the season.
Danny, is Clemson, we're talking about ACC, and it just kind of clicked with me about Clemson, as you mentioned. Is Dabo Swinney being punished for not playing in the transfer portal game?
Yes, I love Dabo, and I love his philosophy. I used to have that philosophy probably 10 years ago that, you know, I didn't really like transfer guys. I viewed them as quitters. I saw them as guys that didn't want to be in for the long haul. And, you know, kind of the old school mentality of, yeah, I want guys that are homegrown, that are guys that came in together and you keep a class together for 4 years and 5 years. That has all changed. I've changed my philosophy. I've adapted today's game, just in the perception of the way I view teams. Most every coach in the country, I don't think there's anyone that has just ignored it. It really is the equivalent of an NFL franchise saying, you know what, we don't want to tackle free agency. We'll just win through the draft. And it's like trying to win a fight with one arm tied behind your back. I do hope, because I kind of root for them in this kind of bucking the trend and doing it more old school. I think they can rebound because their talent is there. They do have a ton of 4 and 5 stars across their roster, but I thought you saw the depth get exposed because for a half, they were right there with Georgia, right? It was just an ugly game, low scoring, and then they get outscored in the second half when some of the depth starts to come to the forefront. So, yes, I do think Dabo is being way too stubborn, and it's not like he has to turn into Deion Sanders and bring in 50 new players. He could just pick and choose 5 or 6 guys, bring them in at positions of need. No one will get upset. It won't disrupt the chemistry in the locker room, and they can hopefully get back to where their fan base wants to be, and that's being one of the national title contenders. See, the thing is, this is where it gets tricky. Clemson can be good. I just don't think they can be great until he adapts his mindset.
Danny, as the season wears on, which games are you excited about? And I'm not asking specifically the games, but are you more like these Big Ten teams traveling to like the old Pac-12 teams? We got like Michigan going to Seattle to play. Are you more excited about that or what's going on maybe in the SEC with Texas and Oklahoma or even what's going on in the Big 12 with some of these now cross the country matchups?
Give me all of it. The one thing that I would like to see change, and we saw a lot of them on display this weekend, and it kind of hurts those smaller schools. I'm kind of done with the, you know, let's see Ohio State play Akron as a 49-point favorite. Yeah. We saw multiple SEC teams put up 60 and 70 points versus FCS schools. What I really would look forward to is when there's Power 4, which is what, you know, Power 4 now is what we're calling it, where there's 10 Power 4 games. You know, that's right. What you have on your schedule. And then you get two games where you can take a break. There are too many right now. The SEC still only plays eight. The ACC only plays eight conference games. And then a lot of them schedule lighter opponents to kind of pad your records. But the reason, you know, and I'm more old school. I didn't love seeing the Pac-12 dying. I don't like seeing losing some rivalry games, although we are getting back an incredible one in A&M in Texas. But I am a fan of the matchups. Like, you could just go down the list and look at Penn State traveling to USC. Like, that game is going to be phenomenal. Ohio State going to Oregon, you know, in October. There's matchups across the board. Georgia going to Texas.
Yeah.
Georgia going to Alabama, which has already been there. But there's just so many games that are really key matchups. I just want more of them. I'm a little bit selfish because I'm like, let's get rid of some of these blowouts. Give me more of those matchups that are so compelling with some of those big brands going head-to-head.
Well, we want more of Danny Cannell talking college football. We'll take it whenever we can, Danny. Thank you so much. Enjoy the games, buddy.
Oh, you guys are awesome, man. Great catching up. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Salute. Danny Cannell brought to you by Bet Online. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Brought us, where are you taking it?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about this Cleveland Brown offense. We'll do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.